This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the morning bullpen show for this Monday. Kind of a weird morning to be back in here because a lot of people got power back over the weekend. Still a lot of power out. We have like 3,500 extra power trucks in Houston right now. It's just, it's kind of weird. Mo, you all got power back on Friday.
Friday, right? Yes,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Eric, Jesus.
You got power back yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday afternoon, finally.
But way earlier than some of the estimates they told you early on, right?
I mean, that's the thing is you can't... I didn't listen to a single estimate, George. They were saying, oh, it could be 2 weeks. Oh, it's going to be Wednesday. Oh, yeah. It's going to be today.
Yeah.
We got an auto call that said, your service will be completed today. And that was Saturday.
Wow. Okay.
And I go, no, it's not. Nope. And it wasn't. So they are working their butts off.
Oh,
I am absolutely so blown away by Katie Mills Mall. If you see it, it's like an army has descended on
Katie Mills Mall. Right?
It was the same at Sam Houston Racetrack. It's they're just like waiting to be shot somewhere. It's like, go there. Next, you go there.
And a lot of them have left their families to come help us out.
I'm so appreciative. I mean, we've talked to a friend of mine who is responsible for fueling up, making sure the trucks have fuel stuff like that. And they were saying that there were 2,200 trucks in the blue lot at NRG, another like 400 trucks in the yellow lot, and another 150 in the green lot. And so they had them everywhere.
Thank y'all so much.
Just one of the places. So it's been just, again, just an interesting weekend. I think it's the best word to use it. And also a faith-restoring weekend in people and how they help out. So we're going to try to get through this morning show together. Any idea, can we can do Mo Knows Country. We'll get back to some of the normal stuff today. Friday was a little bit different show, but we'll get back to that. But right now, let's talk about what you are seeing as the top three stories here in Texas.
Number three.
It was a hot and steamy weekend, and you had nothing to do, right? Well, they found something to do. They headed to Bolivar Peninsula. It was Jeep weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now unofficially Jeep weekend because no one wants to be involved. As of Sunday, 189 arrests, 2 injuries that were life-altering. Oh. 1 person died due to a shooting, y'all. It's so sad. It was meant to be a fun celebration event, and it's just not that anymore. I know all of the businesses on Bolivar are just like, we're closing.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's so sad.
Oh, well, they used to embrace it so much.
And I understand that, the Jeep company has sent a cease and desist order. Not deceased, but a cease and desist order to say, you can't use Jeep. You can't call it Jeep Weekend. Ooh. We don't want to be involved in any of this.
Sad.
So, yeah.
Number 2.
I was today years old when I ever heard the word derecho. I don't even know if I'm saying it right, honestly.
Right, yeah, no, I know what,
no idea. Over the weekend, two confirmed tornadoes. And derecho. Okay, that is a widespread, long-lived windstorm in you and me terms.
Okay,
okay.
It's a lot of wind.
Thank you. Yes, I had to look it up this weekend as well.
58 miles per hour, at least, up to 130 miles per hour. The winds, that's what we experience. Straight line winds. We heard a lot of that.
Yes.
But it's unlike tornadoes or hurricanes. It is what we experience. Derecho.
Okay. Don't you feel like the weather people have to name everything?
I'm like, what? Is it? Is that even happening? And we just didn't know about it?
They did confirm a tornado, though, right?
Two
in Cyprus.
Two of them. Yeah. But derecho, polar vortex, they got to have a name for everything.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Humid 90 degrees today, and everyone without power is saying, yeah, we know, guys, we know. There is a CenterPoint power outage update tracker with a map. And you're like, oh, I'm in the blue. Oh, I'm in the yellow. It's estimated restoration days. And take with that as you will. Obviously, their goal is to have power by the end of the day on Wednesday for most everyone. As of last night, 80% of customers were back. We're still tracking. And shout out to everyone that's working their booties off.
Thank you.
To make that happen.
They are our angels. Mm. That's for sure. Those are the top three things happening in Houston today. And it's all powered by our good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Every morning, we spend a little time bringing Bull Nation together to celebrate some good news. Just start out with your name, where you're from, and then just launch into what's making you happy this morning.
Hey, this is Charlie from Spring, Texas, and calling to share the good news that this Sunday I'll be celebrating 1 year wedding anniversary with my beautiful high school sweetheart wife.
Oh, dang.
Woo. What'd you get her? This does not count, Charlie.
Oh, I can't do it because I know she's listening right now. Taking a trip up to the vineyards up in Fredericksburg, and I'll give her present then, and she'll find out. But let's just say it's something she's wanted for a long time.
Oh.
Hey. I got your present, baby.
No, it better not be that. That doesn't count either, Charlie. I've tried to use that one, and no, she does not consider it a present.
What's her name, Charlie?
Mackenzie.
Mackenzie. All right, for Charlie and Mackenzie, celebrating their first anniversary. Many, many more to come, my friend. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all.
You could be our next 610 Amen 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. Waking up this morning with just a little over 200,000 people that are still without power here in Houston. And just an update today, the temperature is going to be about 92, but with the humidity, it's going to feel closer to 100 degrees. So just feeling for all those folks out there that are still without power. We have over 7,000 line workers from other areas that are here in Houston, staging from different areas. NRG, where did you see them?
Sam Houston.
Sam
Grace
Houston.
Park. Yeah.
And Eric, I know out by you.
Katie Mills is just teeming with people trying to help. So thank you all so much.
Eric was the last one of us to get power back, and it came back on yesterday.
Yeah, about 3:30. You heard a sound.
It
was audible. They say that everybody was outside playing, you know, and you heard the electricity come on, and everybody ran into their homes, and you could hear the hoots and hollers through the streets. It was great.
Isn't it weird how quiet it is?
Yes.
I mean, you've got no, like, air conditioning running, any of that stuff going on. So
I was woken up because I took a nap. It was so hot and so humid that I had fallen asleep in my bed just with my clothes on, just sprawled out, no blankets or anything. And then I felt something, and it was the breeze of the AC. And I woke up, and I could hear everybody.
Oh, yeah.
How are the kids handling it? over the weekend with no power.
They stayed with friends.
Oh, did
so
they? Okay,
I sent them away to not be hot and sticky.
Okay.
And so they instead they played outside and they were hot and sticky at their house.
<That's>, yeah. Well, and also they were away so that they wouldn't get to see dad so hot and cranky. Is what it was. Mo, your weekend?
Well, I actually had survivor's guilt because my kids were the same. They wanted to be in the pool. They wanted to eat outside, like picnic. And I'm like, oh, we got to get in the air conditioning and appreciate what we have.
Aww.
And so I'm like inviting everyone over that I knew didn't have air. And it was just, ugh, survivor's guilt, right?
You know what? Isn't that weird? It is a real thing, though, where you feel so bad for so many people. And then it's like, but things are fine here. And if the kids want to go to the, play outside the pool. Or
you do not want to eat your lunch outside.
I know our boss is still without power.
Still without power.
And I didn't know, like, is it crossing a line to be like, well, we have a guest room, boss. Like, you can stay. Like, your kids can bunk with my kids. Come I don't know where the line is with that.
Yeah,
it felt very weird.
Yeah, it's like, bring your kids over and sleep
to
at
offer.
My house.
We're all in this together, right?
Yeah, sure. She's our boss,
I invited her over.
It is a weird power dynamic, It's like, you can come to our house if you want. Anyway, hopefully your weekend was good and that you were one of the lucky ones. What did they get? They had the number last night. It was close to 600,000 people that they brought back online for power in the last, 48 hours.
Do you think the line workers celebrate, the people that are getting AC back?
Like, when they make that connection.
I imagine.
This grid is back on, baby. They do the little slap of the,
The
can we bring them water or something? Is there something
there
we can do
There are people that are
them?
Cooking for them.
Okay.
Yeah, yes.
There are. Yeah, yeah.
Ugh,
there are
so
people
sweet.
Bringing them cobblers, everything like
that. Heck yes. Love on them.
600,000 people with power, still 200,000 without this morning here in Houston. It's going to be another hot, sticky day here in Houston, but we have some cool news for you. We have a concert announcement, big concert coming to Houston, and we have the announcement at 8 o'clock this morning here on The Bull.
Okay, I'm going to ask a question. Close your eyes.
Okay.
And I want to know the answer that immediately pops into your head. And I'm going to tell you a story why I'm asking.
Okay. Eyes closed.
Yes.
If you're driving, please keep your eyes open.
What is the grossest thing you've ever smelled in your life? Because I know smell immediately takes you back in your memories. So when I asked that question, an answer popped into your head. You remembered a story or something. 713-881-5500 if anybody listening has a story about the grossest thing you've ever smelled, because we have not had electricity since the storms.
Yes.
Okay.
And yesterday, we had to clean out the fridge.
Oh my gosh.
I knew you were going to bring this up. I knew it. I mean, it's part of the storm cleanup, right?
Yes.
But it's just like,
There was milk in there.
Yeah.
There were eggs in there.
Of course there was.
There was a lot of meat. I found crab that I didn't know we had from last year.
Oh,
it was in the fridge.
Good.
Yes, it was actually, there was a couple of good things for us to get rid of.
Oh my gosh, I'm sweating right now.
I mean, we had to fight over who was actually going to carry that trash bag out.
You're right, though. It's a visceral reaction to it. I mean, the phones are already ringing this morning. The worst smell you've ever smelled, 713-881-5500 is the number. Go to line 4, Eric.
Richard and Hitchcock, what's the grossest thing you've ever smelled?
So I'm in the military, and I had a supervisor, and we'd be underway on boats for 3-4 months. And for people that had an uneasy stomach, he would open up a can of sardines in mayonnaise. So you had to keep all the doors and windows closed. Yeah, he would just open it up, and he knew that nobody could open a window, and he would just sit there and eat them and ask you if you wanted some and put it right in front of your face.
Oh, that's brilliant. I love
that. That's not brilliant.
Loser.
That's mean. That's the nastiest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
It's pretty
especially
bad.
When you're miles and miles out in the Bering Sea, it's not a pleasant smell.
Well, Richard, first of all, let us say thank you for your service.
Above and beyond.
I was going
to
ask. You should have gotten hazardous duty pay.
Seriously.
Yes, I agree.
Diana's in Tomball. Diana, tell us the worst smell you've ever smelled.
Well, I went to the supermarket shopping, and I bought groceries, and I buy so many groceries, I missed a pack of chicken in my truck.
In my truck, rather.
It was so disgusting. It was festering back there. The next morning, I opened the door. I couldn't even use the car to go to work. It was so bad.
My goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was after one day.
One day in Texas in the summer,
That's a year anywhere else.
The worst smell you've ever smelled. 713-881-5500 now on the bowl. Not unlike a lot of people around the area, Eric spent the day yesterday cleaning out the fridge at his house. He'd been without power since the storms on Thursday. Got power back. That's the good news. Bad news is he had to clean out the fridge. Worst smell that you've ever smelled. 713-881-5500.
Heather's on the phone in Friendswood. Heather, tell us the worst smell you've ever smelled.
Okay, so it was like 1993, and it was Easter weekend. My mom went to go retrieve the Easter baskets from the pantry that had all of the plastic eggs, and she brought them down, put them in the kitchen, started opening the plastic eggs to put candy in them, and found a rotten egg from the year before hidden inside of one of the plastic eggs.
And that stink was just locked in that plastic egg, huh?
It was that egg, and then it became inside the entire house.
Yes, it just permeates everything. It's like you just want to bring a pressure washer in and just hose everything down.
So. I bet there was pressure in that egg, too.
All right, Heather, thank you. Appreciate it, I think.
How about Anna and Katie? What's the nastiest smell you've ever experienced?
Hello. The nastiest smell I've ever experienced was an infected below-the-knee amputation. It smelled like Texas roadkill that had been left out in the sun for a month.
Are you in, like, the medical field?
Yes.
She said it smelled like Texas roadkill. All right.
I can't hang up on her.
Maybe this was not such a good idea. Okay. All right. Anna, thank you.
Whose idea was this?
Oh, I can't trigger.
Let me just say, you uplift some lives. Let me just say that Mary's in Cypress. Mary, worst smell ever.
So we were living in the desert in New Mexico, and I was working like 16-hour days. So my then boyfriend, now husband, I got off from a really long shift, picked the kids up. We went home, and I had a deep freeze with about a quarter of a cow in it in my garage, and I decided I was going to go set some meat out. I hadn't cooked in a couple days, and as you approach the building, like from a horror movie, right, there was just a smell. There was kind of this sense of dread. We opened the door, and it was a whole quarter of a cow's worth of meat in a deep freeze that apparently went out 3 days prior. So that is also the day I learned that my giant 6'5" husband cannot do bad smells. So I cleaned that out by myself.
No, Mary.
You had to clean out the entire freezer by yourself?
I did. He couldn't come. He had to leave the house. He couldn't come within a few feet. It was bad.
That's horrible. Right. That's a lot of meat. Expensive.
713-881-5500 now on the bowl.
Take line four.
Take line four?
Oh, no.
Are we doing this? Okay. Hey, good morning.
Take him. It's Tony and Katie. Tony, we know here in the studio that you are the bug reaper. So I'm a little nervous to ask you, what's the worst thing you've ever smelled?
Oh, no.
Well, there's two, but the worst, the longest I had to endure it. Customer called me.
Oh, gosh.
And from a mobile home park. They thought their dog ran away.
Oh, no.
And crawled. Yeah, it was under the mobile home. They smelt something really bad and started to see flies. So I had to take a panel off and crawl under. The dog had died.
Yeah.
It loaded. It stunk. There was flies.
Yeah.
When I tried pulling it out, the
skin... No, stop. Loud and clear, Tony. Stop. We get it. Okay.
I'm done. We haven't heard from Tony in months, and this is the way he reemerges on our show.
I'm done.
I'm Tony. We love you, but I'm done.
I've been through it.
I'll see you guys with breakfast at 9:30.
Never doing that again.
I'm not taking breakfast from anybody. You just told that story. All right. Worst smell ever. 713-881-5500.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on.
The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we've had so many calls about people finding deceased people. Okay, let me address that. I am uncomfortable talking about that.
Yeah, so. I don't want to know the stories. We are sorry.
That's the thing.
Sorry, your loss. I don't want to hear it.
I can't even imagine, but we want to know the worst smell ever. I'm doing this call over protest. Let me tell you.
Julie's on the phone in Baytown. Hey, Miss Julie, what's the worst thing you've ever smelled?
Rotten goose eggs.
Ugh.
Just imagine, they're 10 times the size of a regular egg.
Do they smell 10 times as bad?
Stepped on one, and I have a very strong stomach. I'm in the nursing field. I couldn't handle it.
Nope. Mm, wow. You smelled a lot, Julie.
She's worked triage. She's worked the emergency room, but she couldn't handle a goose egg there. So.
Oh, no.
Crazy.
I smelled it for a month.
It gets in your nostrils and won't go away. Worst smell ever. Thank you,
I don't know.
Here on the Morning Bullpen. All right, big concert announcement coming up at 8 o'clock. Also, don't forget, you can get tickets to see Chris Young this weekend, Saturday at Lago Mar down in Texas City. All you have to do is check out The Bull Houston, and you can find out about tickets and how to get them on the contest page at TheBullsHouston.com. Time to have some fun this morning. Eric with a K has this unique ability to create a song off your phone call, your suggestion, if you come up with something that catches his ear. So we take your calls every day, and that's how it all starts this morning. 713-881-5500. We need your suggestions.
Vanessa's on the phone in Man Bowl. Hey, sister, what would you like Eric to sing about?
I thought maybe talking about summer camps and what to do with our kids. I woke up to 13 messages in a group chat with moms, and we just don't know what to do with our kids. They're waitlisted without passes, expense on summer camps. It's just nuts. We're going crazy trying to manage it.
I got two words for you. TV babysitter.
That is not the recommended suggestion. Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys.
That's a great suggestion. Thank you. Let's go to Ronald in League City. Hey, Ronald, what should I sing about?
I think you should sing about dispatchers and brokers and how it makes it so hard on hotshot guys and truck drivers out there trying to make a way.
Dispatchers and brokers, you're talking about like big rig trucker guys?
Oh, just the hotshot guys or big rigs. So you have to deal with the brokers and you have to deal with the dispatchers, yeah. And they just want a big cut while you're out there doing all the work.
Right, yeah.
Eric, think about that.
Okay, of course, yeah, the dispatchers beating up on the hotshots.
You're way too manly, I think, for Eric to relate to. But
that was the most masculine form of words strung together.
I wish you could see Eric like trying to take notes. He was like, the dispatchers. I don't know what you're saying.
Those dumb hotshots.
That is a good suggestion.
Thank you, Ronald. Yeah,
thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Ileana is on line 4. Ileana, good morning. What do you think Eric should sing about this morning?
About summer vacation, going to the beach.
Oh, going summer to vacation. The beach.
You going to Galveston, sister?
I like the beach that has a lot of, like,
the sand, the beach with the sand. Yes,
yeah. More sand. Mm-hmm. More sand at your beach is what you'd like.
Got it.
Ileana, how old are you?
9.
Aww. Okay, looking
happy
forward
summer,
to
sister.
You have fun
summer
at the beach.
Okay, so all
we
right, so
Galveston.
We have moms and that don't know what to do with kids this morning. That was one suggestion.
And the obvious one, dispatchers versus hotshots. You know what I mean? They're always just beating up on them. You know what I mean? With what they have to deal with.
Just saying. And then we have Ileana. Do you like any of those? What are you going to pick?
I mean, we do love Galveston, but we have done a song for Galveston.
Okay, fair.
Right, yeah.
Dispatchers versus hotshots.
You should look more into that.
You know
let's
what? I think that needs more lyrics.
Right,
I just don't think I can do that in 10 minutes. So let's go with parents not knowing what to do with their kids.
All right.
All good choices, but we're going to go with Vanessa's today.
Something tells me that's the one closest to real life in Eric's house, too. So, all right, that's our 10-minute tune this morning. We're going to go with what to do with the kiddos during the summer. What can he create? Find out. It's just 10 minutes away. 10-minute tune on the Bull. One of the biggest fights we've ever had on the morning show, and we have an update on it. And it has to do with one of our biggest country stars. We got the answer, finally, to a question that's been plaguing us here on the Morning Bullpen. And we'll share that audio coming up in just about 10 minutes right here on 100.3 The Bull. Right now, though, it's time to get Eric back in the studio and find out what 10-minute tune creation he made.
Yes, and it came out from suggestion of Vanessa in Manville.
I thought maybe talking about summer camps and what to do with our kids. I woke up to 13 messages in a group chat with moms, and we just don't know what to do with our kids. They're waitlisted. We got passes, expense on summer camps. It's just nuts. We're going crazy trying to manage it.
Okay, what do you do with the kids?
Oh, my gosh. I have friends that have, like, the calendar, and they're, like, penciling in the weeks. Like, this week is vacation Bible school. They're there from this hour to this hour because we have jobs. Like, what do we do with our kids? They're usually in school.
This week is something else. You have to plan it all out. Eric back in the studio.
Hi, Eric.
Here I am. We have to talk, George.
Why?
Okay, first of all, my kids listen to the 10-minute tune every day. So there's a word that I need you to bleep. It's in the third line, okay? I'll just, like, hold up my hand or something. Because I couldn't think of any other word. I got 10 minutes. And it's the only word I can use to describe the way that parents feel. And also, George, we need to talk about how you're not going to know what this song is.
Okay.
Because it's from Frozen.
Okay.
Because the second you say summer, I immediately think,
in summer.
Oh.
So now I'm going to do it in the style of In Summer from Frozen.
From Frozen. It's our 10-minute tune now on the Bull.
The kids are bored. Summer camps we just can't afford. Our life becomes a storm in summer.
Got it.
I've still gotta work. What do I do with these little jerks? My mental health really suffers in summer. They say it's too hot to play, and so they stay inside and drive me freaking crazy till I lose my mind and my temper. I love my kids, but spending 3 months alone with them, none of us may survive and live through summer.
Okay, I don't know the song, but I know the sentiment. Okay, I do know the sentiment.
Yeah.
Well done.
Very nice. Thank you.
And a little pat on the back for me. I had bleep.
Nailed it. Thank you, George.
Thank you, guys.
What did you think? Does that fit you? Or you know a parent that it does fit? 713-881-5500. And you can grab it off our podcast, which you get every day as part of our Odyssey app. Just download it. Look for the Morning Bullpen podcast. Favorite it, and you'll never, ever miss a 10-minute tune here on the Bull. All right, we're less than 10 minutes away from a big concert announcement about a show that's coming here to Houston. Stay tuned. We got that for you in just a couple of minutes. But right now, about a month ago, I dared ask a question on Mono's Country. And I asked the question, and it had to do with, tell me the redheaded American Idol winner, da-da-da-da-da. Mo missed the question, and then she got mad at me.
Yes.
Because she missed the question. Because she said, the answer was Scotty McCreery, by the way. And she said, Scotty McCreery is not a redhead.
Hard stop.
Yes, and I agree. And you were on this lonely island by yourself saying that he was a redhead.
Mm-hmm. So Mo and Eric have been mad at me for a month over saying that Scotty McCreery is a redhead.
Yeah, I just kind of chalked it up as George being wrong again kind of thing. Like, I moved on with my life.
Scotty McCreery was in town this weekend, and we got the answer to the question, are you a redhead? Our boss, Melissa, was with him before the Strawberry Festival concert.
Melissa, by the way, is a redhead.
Firm.
And she says Scotty McCreery is not a redhead.
Yes.
So she's an authority.
I don't think that has anything to do.
I think it does.
Here's the audio from Scotty McCreery over the weekend.
Is your hair red?
Ooh, I think it gets a little auburn in the summer.
Would you declare yourself to be a redhead?
I would not, but...
Oh!
Okay. Here's the thing, though.
You trying to dig yourself out of that? That's the end of it.
Yeah. He just ended it. Go to a song or something.
He said it gets a little auburn in the summer.
Which is not redhead. He's not flying the flag of redhead-isms.
Well, nobody wants to be a redhead.
Yes, they do.
No, it's like when I was younger, I was the fat kid. If somebody asked me, are you fat? I'd say, no, I'm pleasantly plush.
You marched in the fat kid parade. They are proud of being redheaded these days because it's a rarity.
No, it's just like being a fat kid. No. You don't want to be the redheaded kid.
No, stop talking. Let George keep digging his hole.
What?
Stop trying to grab the shovel out of his hand.
I'm going to be over here.
I'm just saying.
This is a great show.
Nobody. Am I saying wrong? Am I missing something? Yep. Nobody wants to be the redhead. It's like, again, I stand by it. It's like being the fat kid.
It is a lovely day today. Look at the sun is shining.
Why are you looking at me like that? By the way,
do you have any more of that lemonade, Mo?
Here, sip on some of this. Here's some vodka.
I think, because here's the thing. The other part of this.
What Scotty McCreery thinks
is not relevant to this. He said himself his hair gets auburn, and then he said, I don't consider myself a redhead. Well, of course you don't.
Why, George?
What are you talking about?
Because nobody wants to be the redhead. What am I saying wrong?
I can't breathe.
I'm just expressing what everybody thinks.
Oh, man. So that's my job. Just by the way, instead of the 8-10 amen, it'll be a formal apology by George Lindsay from the Morning Bullpen. He does not speak for the rest of the morning show.
Listen,
people are calling, George. 713-881-5500. You dug this hole.
Am I missing the point? Listen again.
Is your
Auburn in the summer.
See, he said it gets a little auburn in the summer. And then Melissa goes a step farther and she says,
Would you declare yourself to be a redhead?
I would not. I would not.
So, of course, he doesn't consider himself to be a redhead. Nobody wants to be the redhead. What am I saying?
You should be proud of who you are no matter what.
Everyone is perfect. Jesus loves his little children.
Exactly.
All the children of the world.
He does love all the children.
Don't say the next part of the song, though. We don't do that anymore. That got canceled.
Good morning, Bullpen. Am I saying something wrong? Am I not hearing something? Am I tone deaf about this?
Look, man, I'm not going to tell you that you're wrong. I'm going to tell you that you're completely incorrect on this, all right?
Okay.
And... And on top of that, as a fat kid, you can just be the fat kid, okay? Yeah. That's where personality shines through.
Exactly. That's right. Proud. That's me. Proud. It was all about my personality.
Yeah. No. You kept saying pleasantly plump and slightly chunky and just a little bit weight disadvantaged. No. I was the fat kid, and I embraced it because you can't tell me I'm the fat kid if I know I'm the fat kid.
Well, okay. Oh, I see what you're saying there. Are you also redheaded?
God, no.
See, I'm just saying. He's the same way. Yep. He says nobody wants to be the redheaded kid. By the way, my favorite phrase that my mom used all the time was I was husky.
Oh,
that's
okay.
I was husky.
That's what it says on
your
pants.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. What's your name and where are you calling from? Am I missing something here? Good morning.
Hi.
I tell you what, you're going to have to get off your hands-free device because we can't hear anything you're saying. Hey, good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from? Good morning. What's your name and where you? This was a bad idea, maybe. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning.
Yeah, what's your name?
Okay. Yep. These are your people, George. These are the people that relate to George.
Either that or they're redheaded. One or the other.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Alyssa's on the phone in Cypress. She's taking on Mo today for $100. Alyssa, this is how you get the money.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Alyssa, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money, even though she may not have the cash.
I promise
with her
I'm good for it.
All right, Alyssa, tell her to get out of here and we'll get started.
All right, get out of here, Mo.
Good luck, sister.
Thank you.
All right, five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one, who famously sang about red Solo cups?
Toby Keith.
Question number two, they had some help, but these two had 16 million streams their first day. That's the most ever for an all-male collaboration. Can you name the two artists?
Dan and Shay.
Question number three, Zach Bryan said some people are so shocked and offended by this AI song when most of those artists have never even written their own song a day in their life. What artist AI song was he talking about?
Randy Travis's song.
Question number four, which country superstar is known for his beachy vibes and songs like No Shoes, No Shirt, No Problems?
I can see his face. I just can't think of him right now.
Need an answer.
We're going to have to pass this one.
Okay. Question number five. What Oklahoma teacher's daughter won American Idol in 2005 and went on to become a country music sensation?
Carrie Underwood.
All right, let's get Mo back in. Find out what she's up against today on Mo Knows Country.
All right, Alyssa, you held your own today. You got three out of the five.
Nice job.
Okay.
And the one that you're going to kick yourself when you hear the one. Oh, you are. I heard you. I know you almost had it. You said you could see his face. But all right, Mo, here we go. Question number one. Mm-hmm. Who famously sang about red Solo cups?
That was Toby Keith.
That is Toby Keith. That is correct.
All right. Alyssa knew it, so you're tied at one.
Right. Question number two. They had some help. These two had 16 million streams the first day their song came out. That's the most ever by an all-male collaboration. Can you name the artist?
I had some help with Post Malone and Morgan Wallen.
That is correct. Post Malone, yes. Morgan Wallen.
Not Dan and Shay, Alyssa, but that was a good guess. Okay. So now Mo's winning 2-1.
Question number three. Zach Bryan said some people are so shocked and offended by this AI song when most of those artists have never written their own song a day in their life.
Oh, geez.
Can you name the artist AI song that he's talking about?
I believe he's probably referencing Randy Travis.
It is Randy Travis. By the way, strong statement from him.
Are you shocked?
3-2, because she got that right.
Nice job, girl.
Question number four. This is the one she missed.
Oh, gosh.
Which country superstar is known for his beachy vibes and songs like No Shoes, No Shirt, No Problem?
That's Kenny Chesney.
Who?
Kenny Chesney?
You have to say it louder. I can't hear you, Mo.
It's freaking Kenny Chesney.
It is Kenny Chesney.
Oh my gosh. That was mean. I'm sorry that he's antagonizing you like that.
All right. So you passed on that one, Alyssa. That makes a score 4-2 so far.
And final question. What Oklahoma teacher's daughter won American Idol in 2005 and went on to become a country music sensation?
I believe you're referencing Carrie Underwood.
That is correct. It is Carrie Underwood. Mo gets them all right today.
I'm sorry, Alyssa. She got all five, so she kept her money.
Aw, it's okay.
I know. I hate it, too.
Alyssa, what do you have to say to get out of here?
Well, my name's Alyssa. I'm from Cypress, Texas, and Mo knows country.
She does, and you'll get a chance to play her tomorrow morning, 8:20. We'll do another Mo Knows Country. Can you take the $100 from her? Here on 100.3 The Bull.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.